The Mendocino Non-Lethal Wildlife Alliance will be holding a public forum on Wednesday, September 18th, discussing the county's contract with Wildlife Services, a branch of the USDA. Wildlife Services states that their mission is to provide federal leadership and expertise to resolve wildlife conflicts to allow people and wildlife to coexist. The Mendocino Non-Lethal Wildlife Alliance, however, believes that the organization needlessly kills wildlife and are asking the county to adopt a, quote, more science-based and compassionate non-lethal approach to resolving conflict between humans and our wild neighbors, end quote. The group claims that Mendocino County has contracted with the USDA Wildlife Services to kill thousands of wild animals, usually in response to calls by ranchers. The conflict first began over 4 years ago after a lawsuit was filed by Project Coyote. In 2016, Mendocino County settled the lawsuit and agreed to produce an environmental impact report analyzing the effects of Wildlife Services practices. The county hired Rainy Planning Management out of Sacramento, who produced a 915-page Integrated Wildlife Damage Management Program and Draft EIR, which was released on June 13th of this year, and is anticipated to go before the Board of Supervisors sometime next year. To better inform the community on this issue, local activists and Project Coyote have teamed up to host a community forum at the Caspar Community Center on Wednesday, September 18th. A lawyer with Project Coyote tells us more.
I'm Don Lipmanson, former Mendocino County Planning Commissioner from 2000 to 2006. When I heard that there was an effort to rein in the practices of Wildlife Services in Mendocino County, the way the county has contracted with them to kill hundreds of animals per year, a number of key species like bears, bobcats, coyotes, and mountain lions in particular, I decided I really wanted to get engaged and do something. So through Project Coyote, I got involved in this Mendocino County effort.
Lipmanson shares some history on the original lawsuit that prompted this draft environmental impact report.
The first lawsuit actually was a couple of years earlier in 2014. It appeared that there was going to be a resolution with the county reviewing its program, but they wound up doing what's called a negative declaration, in which they said that their wildlife management program was having no significant impact on the environment. The coalition of groups, which included Animal Legal Defense Fund, Center for Biological Diversity, Project Coyote, Animal Welfare Institute, NRDC, I'm probably forgetting one or two other groups, they brought the case back to court, and ultimately the county, rather than continuing to litigate and waste a lot of money that way, just agreed to do an EIR on the effects of the current wildlife management program, wildlife damage management program, they call it. And they have come out with a DEIR, the Draft Environmental Impact Report. That came out in mid-June. Public comment period has ended in terms of writing comments about concerns in the DEIR. Now the matter is going to go to the Board of Supervisors, unless the county decides, as the Environmental Coalition has asked, that they entirely redo the DEIR because of inadequacies and defects in some of the underlying science.
John Spitz with the Mendocino Non-Lethal Wildlife Alliance explains the next step and why they're continuing to organize.
There's this interim period that after the environmental impact report was released to the public, and when the county actually is going to respond to that, and then it will go before the Board of Supervisors for a vote. Kind of a floating timeline on this. Our best guess is that it's going to take a long time for them to, quite a while for them to respond to all the different comments, and some of them are very detailed. We kind of suspect that it's going to be held over until early next year. That's our best guess at this point, and we are trying to educate and mobilize the county towards supporting a non-lethal wildlife program. So as part of that, we are sponsoring events around the county, and the first one is coming up on September 18th, this coming Wednesday.
If community members would like to learn more, Lipmanson invites all to attend Wednesday's forum.
The best resource right now would be to come to the public meeting in Casper this coming Wednesday evening at the Casper Community Center from 6:30 to 9 o'clock. The evening will start with a half an hour of musical entertainment from local musician Rosebud Ireland. And then there will be two presenters who will discuss primarily the science of coexisting with predators, and also what is being done in many other parts of the country, including up in Oregon, out in the Yellowstone, near Yellowstone, and in Marin County in particular, of non-lethal wildlife management via in the Benton County, Oregon, and in Marin County via local contracts, and in other places where ranchers get together on their own and decide that they have enough of this killing and that they attempt to implement non-lethal means. Also, there is Mendocino non-lethal can provide anyone who's interested with a long summary of the DEIR and what's proposed, but it's only 75 pages as opposed to 915 pages, and it's also highlighted. So that's available if people were to shoot an email over to Mendo Non-Lethal, MendoNonLethal, Mendo Non-Lethal at gmail.org. I'll be happy to forward them the shortened version of the DEIR. Other places to find good information would be the Project Coyote website. ProjectCoyote.org has a great deal of information about both the Mendocino County proposal and has a link to the full DEIR, and it discusses the whole host of options that are available.
You can find the full DEIR as well as the summary on the KMUD News Facebook page. To learn more on this topic, KMUD News contacted Jim Dunnelly, the Mendocino Ag Commissioner, and Nash Gonzalez, the Recovery Director with Mendocino County Planning and Building, who is tasked with answering all comments or questions regarding the draft EIR. We also reached out to the USDA Wildlife Services, all of whom did not return our phone call as of news time. We did, however, speak with Justin Oldfield, the Vice President of Government Affairs with the California Cattlemen's Association, who had this to say about wildlife services.
I'd first like to say that ranching is a big conduit of creating wildlife habitat. Most of the wildlife, including many of the threatened and endangered species that are existent in California, reside on privately working rangelands. And cattle grazing and ranchers provide habitat that otherwise would not be provided. So they do provide a value for all Californians, whether or not they're living in rural areas or not. I think from the perspective of the need to maintain a close working relationship with USDA Wildlife Services, it's very important. They provide a very unique and necessary service for ranchers to protect livestock from predators. They work with ranchers directly and a whole host of stakeholders to ensure that, you know, they're protecting livestock and also preventing crop damage. So they play a very important role. It's very important that the county moves forward with contracting with them immediately.
We also spoke with a local rancher whose family has been working the land for over 100 years in our rural community. He shares his perspective on this issue.
Good afternoon, all KMUD listeners. This is Todd Phelps. Quite a few of you know me. I've ranched up here for, ranch is half a century old now, so I've been on the Hill a while. And Lauren asked me to speak a little bit about what I knew about Wildlife Services, the program that deals with animal control, not your local dog catcher, but more wildlife. And what Animal Wildlife Services is, and I believe their title is simply Wildlife Services, it's a cost-share program between the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the county. and they share the costs of hiring a professional man deal with conflicts of wildlife. And so what most people misunderstand is it's generally portrayed as a program for the ranchers. Well, it really isn't. The vast majority of the work that Wildlife Services does is in the urban area dealing with the smaller animals, skunks, coons, foxes. It's important for residents to remember that Humboldt County is a rabies endemic county. And so to have a trained professional that can come and deal with these animals, especially when we have a real live rabies outbreak, is really important. And the emotional side of the argument about having to hear that there was a depredation permit pulled on a mountain lion, say, or a bobcat, it pulls at your heartstrings, yes. Oftentimes, if you can get the reporting right and information is portrayed to the public, they find that it's an older animal that can't go out and procure its natural food. And so it's a conversation that you have to get a bit of the emotion out and realize that for the good of the species, oftentimes individuals have to be removed. It could be a bear doing a lot of damage, and they catch him and take him somewhere. They do catch and release. The most important thing to remember about not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and I know there's organizations that want to see the Wildlife Services program just ended because they kill animals. Well, hopefully we can get the publication and the records of those animals out, and people will see that, oh my goodness, they've only killed one bear in 3 years, or one mountain lion every 4 years, or whatever it is. And then they'll see that the majority of that work is skunks, coons, and foxes. So that's the important thing to remember. I'd like listeners to just keep in mind when they do hear noise about getting rid of Wildlife Services, but there's several aspects to that program that are important, not only for the safety of the wildlife in the instance of eliminating a rabies outbreak or controlling a rabies outbreak, but also the aspect of human safety when we're dealing with individual animals that are having conflict with us. And it often happens in that urban rural barrier where a lot of our neighborhoods butt right up against forested areas, and we have that interaction with wildlife.
In closing, Phelps stated it would be a mistake to think that ranchers and larger landowners aren't extremely concerned with the health of wildlife as a whole. He insists you can't be distracted by a single animal and jeopardize the health of a species.
That is a critical management technique or awareness. You have to be aware of what you're doing on a more holistic level and not get too brokenhearted about a certain animal. Go back to the example of a magnificent animal like a mountain lion having to eat calves. Well, Mother Nature's going to make him starve. If there were no cattle on that ranch and that mountain lion couldn't catch a deer anymore, he's just going to starve to death. So he's going to die one way or the other if he's at the end of his life like that. And so those things are generally what are real noisy in the discussion room. And if you can get past that, I think there's a lot of room for people to understand that a proper program with a trained professional is very important to all of our communities. And I wish I could put out the little list of the annual work that they do, and people would see that it's very unusual that they're out on a big ranch shooting iconic wildlife.
According to Wildlife Services records cited in the DEIR, between 1997 and 2017 in Mendocino County alone, Wildlife Service trappers killed 181 mountain lions, 261 black bears, 235 gray foxes, 112 bobcats, and 4,119 coyotes. Their declared purpose for the takes were, quote, to protect agricultural and livestock commodities. Notably, Humboldt County's numbers are significantly lower, citing that between 2008 and 2017, Wildlife Service trappers killed 19 mountain lions, 58 black bears, 43 gray foxes, 191 coyotes, and 0 bobcats. These numbers do not reflect the other species that were taken by private property owners without ever being reported or recorded. As a result of the 2016 lawsuit, the DEIR evaluates non-lethal alternatives. It states, quote, first and foremost, alternatives in an EIR must be feasible, end quote. In the context of CEQA's guidelines, section 2106.1.1, feasible is defined as capable of being accomplished in a successful manner within a reasonable period of time, taking into account economic, environmental, legal, social, and technological factors. One of the alternatives suggested during the public review period would consist of the County of Mendocino entering into a contract with Wildlife Services California, whereby only non-lethal measures could be utilized to manage wildlife damage. While Wildlife Services California currently gives preference to the use of non-lethal methods, lethal methods are a component part of the agency's integrated approach to wildlife damage management. Another alternative suggested during the public review period would consist of the county entering into a contract whereby the county would require Wildlife Services to use and exhaust all non-lethal control measures before resorting to the use of lethal control, with limited exceptions for instances where public health and safety are in danger. Again, to learn more information, all are welcome to attend the Mendocino Non-Lethal Wildlife Alliance's forum at the Caspar Community Center on Wednesday, September 18th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. The event will begin with live music and speakers beginning at 7, followed by a question and answer segment. If you are unable to attend the event and would like to learn more information, you can email mendononlethal@gmail.com or call 707-391-7624. KMUD News will continue to cover this topic.